Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com and the new one, askjim.biz.biz. That's the knowledge base for small business. So check those out when you get a chance. Use them to your advantage. No barrier to entry. They're both of them are designed to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, and all for you. Rosalind Glickman is our guest this half hour, ladies and gentlemen. She's the author of Optimal Thinking. She is the Optimal Thinking Lady. She's the lady who helps us make sure that we go beyond positive thinking and get into that new stratosphere of optimal thinking. And she's our good friend. Rosalind, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. What's the news on optimal thinking?
Well, we just have a new audio program out in the bookstores. It's 9 optimal days toward permanent results.
And 9 days.
The reason we put it out was because every initiative is compromised when we use suboptimal thinking. It doesn't matter what we do in business. When we think suboptimally, we compromise our market share, our productivity, and our profitability.
What does that look like? What does suboptimal thinking look like?
Well, suboptimal thinking looks like mediocre thinking, which is a pretty good effort or an okay effort, or a negative thinking, which is a substandard negative effort, or an extraordinary effort, which is great, but it's still not your best effort. And your best strategy and your best results.
Is suboptimal thinking caused by laziness?
No, it's suboptimal thinking is caused by habits, often suboptimal core beliefs. If we don't believe that we deserve the best in life or that we can't have what we want, providing that we want what we can have, then, you know, we compromise our standards.
Is suboptimal thinking created by people who maybe aren't doing what they want to do, what they should be doing? They're in the wrong job, and so they're suboptimal thinkers.
Right. Suboptimal thinking is a level of thinking when we don't give ourselves the best in life.
So, folks, if you hire someone...
we find ourselves in the wrong job or things aren't quite right when we're thinking suboptimally.
So if you've got somebody in a job and you've got the wrong person in the wrong job or the person just isn't working out and you're not doing anything about that,
then that's suboptimal thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's suboptimal thinking. And the issue is that we're all optimal thinkers. All of us have said, what's the best way to deal with this? What's the best thing I can do under the circumstances? How can I make the most of this situation? But we do it sporadically. And what my book and my audio program do teach people in business and at home how to use this peak form of thinking consistently so that we can maximize our uptime and minimize our downtime. It's how quickly and consistently we optimize is what counts.
But it's got to be more than just knowing how to do it and knowing when to do it. You've got to want to be an optimal thinker too, don't you?
Yeah, you've got to want to do that. And how you want to do that is you figure out that all you've got is the present moment. It's all you have, all you've ever had, and all you'll ever have. So why not make the most of it? So the only way to make the most of it is with optimal thinking. And so you want to flex your muscle and do it in this moment, and that'll put you in the best position for the next moment, and so on. And that's the way you create an optimal life and an optimal career and bring out the best in others.
Is one way to find out if your employees are thinking optimally... Would it be the things that they bring to you? For example, if your employees never challenge anything that you do, it would seem to me that that would be suboptimal thinkers. You'd have suboptimal thinkers. But if somebody came to you and said, hey, boss, I've been looking at the way we've been doing this. I think we could do this better. Is that a sign of optimal thinking?
Yeah, that would be a sign of, hey, boss, I see how we're doing this. And what about what do you think of this option? Do you think it would be in the best interest of our organization? Or conversely, if they've got a problem, instead of bringing the problem to you, they would say, here's my problem. Here's the problem. Here is what I think's causing it. These are the options that I've considered, and this is why I think this is the best solution. What do you think is best?
Mm-hmm. Back to what I've said in the past so many times, folks, over the years. Don't just bring me a problem without a solution. Even if you know that your solution is probably not going to be the one that we'll use, at least give me a place to start if you want me to help you.
Right. Give me your best thoughts on the issue and why they're your best thoughts so that I can understand your thinking process. And I can recognize, you know, the options that you've considered and why this option is best. And I think that shows that a person's involved. When you've got an employee who just sits there and says, well, that's the way it's always been done, and just does it, you know you're going to get a mediocre result. And you want to always look for, you want to hire optimal thinkers. We have on our website a free assessment.
Hold on to that thought, Rosalind. Folks, when we come back, I want Rosalind to give us that free assessment, and she'll do that. And that's optimalthinking.com, by the way, is the website. When we come back, I'm going to get Rosalind to help us with that and tell us about that free assessment, because I think it will help you. It's 10 Till. Rosalind Glickman and I will be right back.
Standing on the mountain looking down on a city, the way he ought to be is a doggone pity.
We're back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Rosalind Glickman. She is the optimal thinker of the world, ladies and gentlemen. If we all thought like Rosalind, boy, howdy, would this world be great. Dr. Rosalind Glickman, the author of Optimal Thinking. Her website is optimalthinking.com. And Rosalind, you're about to tell us about this free assessment.
Yes, we have a free assessment at optimalthinking.com. If you go to the home page, you'll see the link on the right side. And then you can actually see what your level of thinking is. So by definition, most people are mediocre thinkers. They think in middle-of-the-road terms, and they're motivated by acceptance. They're mainstream thinkers. Then we have our extraordinary thinkers who think out of the box. They want to be different. They don't want to be like everyone else. And mediocre and extraordinary thinkers it's an interesting combination, because mediocre thinkers dislike rejection. They'll do anything to avoid rejection, whereas extraordinary thinkers, recognize that rejection is part of, they reject being ordinary.
And extraordinary thinkers realize that failure is part of life, and that failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work.
Correct. And then taking the next action to keep on doing great things. Now, the optimal thinker is totally self-motivated, whereas the extraordinary thinker is motivated by being greater than the norm or has a comparison. The optimal thinker is self-motivated to do our best regardless of the circumstances. And Abraham Lincoln basically said it. He said, I do the very best I know how, the very best I can, and I mean to keep on doing so until the end. That epitomizes the picture of an optimal thinker.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get to see what your level of thinking is. And we also have a detailed assessment on the website at optimalthinking.com/assess, where you can actually see your pattern of thinking. Because let's say you've got 40% negative thinking, And the rest, and then say 20% or 30% optimal thinking, and the minority of the thinking being the other levels of thinking, then you're going to be good in quality control. That's going to be your best place, because you're going to see the negative.
You're going to be able to make judgments.
Products and services, and you're going to have the optimal thinking to say what's the best thing I can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So we need quality control people in our organisations. But if we've got just the negative thinking without the optimal thinking, you're going to have a person who could bring down
those are the credit
the organization
people.
And certainly shouldn't be in front of customers.
Those are the ones who collect our money. They're the credit people, right?
The credit people, you see, mediocre thinking, mainstream thinking combined with optimal thinking, these people are first rate in customer service. Customer mm-hmm. service and admin they are made for that because
they think there's a pony in here somewhere, don't they?
Right. They seek acceptance. They automatically find acceptance with the customer, and then they maximize the customer experience.
And they refuse anything less than acceptance, don't they?
Correct. Yes. So, but mediocre thinking without optimal thinking, they'll find a mediocre solution. But when they've got a combination of both, they'll find the acceptance and they will optimize the experience. So we want to know where we want to place our people. If we're a small business, we can't have round pegs in square holes. We've got to have square pegs in square holes. So I'd encourage anyone to go and take the free assessment, and if they want to, go and take the more elaborate assessment and really see
what do we do? Rosalind, let's say we take the assessment, we find out that we're kind of a mediocre thinker. But is it possible for us to rise above that? Can we actually say, hey, I don't like this. I want to be an optimal thinker. Can we change?
The full assessment shows you how to optimize every situation and how to recognize every type of thinker and how to maximize your thinking.
It is possible to find out that you're a mediocre thinker and then become an optimal thinker?
Yes. You can do so in any moment. It's only a choice. And once you're aware of it, then it's like driving a car.
Yeah.
Once you know that you've got to put your foot on the brake and the accelerator, you learn how to do it consistently.
OptimalThinking.com. Rosalind Glickman, and by the way, that's also the title of the book, which is available wherever books are sold, right, Rosalind?
Correct.
Thank you, Rosalind, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so much, Jim. Always a pleasure.
Dr. Rosalind Glickman, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.